Republican Jack Voight has held the treasurer's office for 12 years now and says he's passionate about continuing some of the jobs he started. Voight oversees Wisconsin's EdVest College Savings Program, where residents can invest money for their children's education at a state college. He's also the custodian of unclaimed property that's transferred to the state when rightful owners can't be found. Voight says he'd like to expand the kind of property that qualifies. For example, he says right now people only have so long to claim state checks.
I think that's unfair to people who may have forgotten or an error may have found this check that was payable to a loved one and they didn't receive those dollars.
Democratic candidate Dawn Marie Sass ran against Voight 4 years ago and lost by about 100,000 votes. Sass says she'd more aggressively advertise the EdVest program. She says she'd start by going after parents of newborns while they're still at the hospital.
Why not give them a pamphlet and say, you know, think about this, because by the time 18 years from now your child wants to go to college, it's going to be $100,000. Maybe if you start investing, you know, the pain of that bill won't be so extreme.
Green Party candidate Winston Cephas Jr. says he wants to be treasurer in part to take advantage of the office holder's seat on Wisconsin's Board of Commissioners of Public Land. Cephas Jr. says it's a good fit for a member of the Green Party, whose pillars include ecological wisdom.
I would use that pillar to make the right choices when it comes down to voting on land use versus strip malls versus preserving our forestry and wetlands, etc.
Libertarian Tim Peterson says he'd use the bully pulpit of the treasurer's office to alert the public when questionable spending comes across his desk. This would include projects he sees as pork.
Let's try and turn it into a taxpayer advocate position. It's a partisan office. In a partisan election, let's try and get a libertarian in there that's going to do everything they can to advocate for the taxpayer.
While the treasurer has no hand in coming up with the state budget, the office does have a role in some big money decisions. For example, the EdVest College Savings Program has grown to $1.3 billion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.